Welcome back to your talk show on WCLO. Our next guest, we are very honored to have with us, has played the Bundy's neighbor on Married with Children. He was on Happy Days and was also in the movie Revenge of the Nerds. Not sure, Mr. McGinley, if that one is one that makes you cringe when we mention it or not. Good morning.
Oh, I love it. Are you kidding me? I'm very proud of it.
Ted McGinley joining us. Thanks very much for a couple of minutes of your time today. Revenge of the Nerds is, I guess we call that a cult classic these days. It has certainly lived on probably longer than anyone expected it would.
And yeah, no kidding.
There you played.
That's always a testament to how true it really was. You know, you realize now that you see these, you know, you see what's happening with Microsoft. You see these guys who became billionaires, and were these nerds. That movie was ahead of its time.
It probably was. Well, we've seen you in a lot of things, Ted, and enjoyed your performances, and you are about, well, you've already finished your work, basically. The film is going to open on Friday in theaters nationwide. A film called Do You Believe, which is one of many that have been released in the last 8 or 12 months in sort of the faith-based genre, if you will. Tell us a little bit about the film.
Well, I would say that this film is going to be, this is a top-notch film, one way or the other. It's really good filmmaking. It's got a great script. And if you're a person of faith, you're going to love this film. If you're not, you're still going to like the movie. It's still a cool movie. It's a great movie. It's got action. It's got a lot of, it's got a lot of stuff that you would want to go to the movies and see. I play a pastor in the film who has an encounter with a crazy man in a crosswalk who's carrying this, like, 12-foot cross on wheels. And he says, do you believe? And I, because he won't get out of my way. I'm a pastor, so, you know, you're preaching to the choir here. And he says, yeah, but do you really believe? And then he walks across, and he runs into these thugs who stick a gun in his face, and he doesn't flinch. And I see this, and I realize, well, wait, is that my level? Am I there? How do I feel about that? And so I go home, write the sermon, and give this sermon that starts all of these different lives change and intersect and are intertwined from that one odd encounter in the crosswalk. And it's a really cool movie, and it all culminates on this bridge. There's a chain accident that happens on this bridge and a lot of action that happens around that event. And it's pretty dramatic. It's worth seeing.
If you have not seen the trailer yet, I know it's out. I know it's out on YouTube and probably several Vimeo and probably a bunch of other places these days. You can see the trailer if you haven't seen it in theaters yet. And it does look like I noted a van crashing into a house. I mean, it looks like one of these action films to some degree.
It's got a budget. I mean, it plays bigger than the budget that it had because we filmed it in Manistee, Michigan. They let us do almost anything we wanted, which is really cool. And they worked with us. So it definitely is better than you think it's going to be and bigger than you think it's going to be. Because normally the faith-based movies have pretty low budgets. And if this movie does well, you'll see more and more better movies.
And this is, guess it's kind of on the order of some of the other ones. It doesn't necessarily pound you over the head, does it, with a faith-based message?
It can. It isn't afraid to let you know where it stands. So I would say it definitely is it's for all audiences, but they know the people that will come out and support it, and that's kind of what they want. But if you're on the fence or you're a person who hates it, go see it because you want to talk about it.
Yeah, well, and sure. Again, the question it asks and the way you've portrayed it already, Ted, is that you know, we're all at different levels, perhaps, and there's still, I forget what the latest national stat is, but still 80-some, 90-some percent of the people believe in a higher being, if you will, and believe in God, so to speak. And the question is, you know, do you and what does that mean when we answer that question?
Exactly right. So, exactly right. And it's funny because for me personally, as an actor, and I read the script and I wanted to play the pastor, and I thought it was a great role, but the pastor is also having to talk about what does it really mean to him. So then I started, when you start researching a role and getting into the role, you start thinking, well, what does it really mean to me? And I'm super private. I'm not a person who, I'm just a very private person. Mm-hmm. So I have no interest in beating anybody over the head with my own faith. My faith is my faith, and that's between me and God. So I had to sort of decide, well, where do I want to come down on this thing? And realize that, you know, look, it's a great job, and you get to tell a great story and have a great message for people who want to hear it.
Is it one that will, when you leave the theater, what do you think most people, is it one that people are going to be thinking a lot? Are they going to feel really good? What's kind of going to be the takeaway, do you think?
I think people are going to be feeling, look, there's no way that there are 12 different stories in this movie all weaving together. There's no way you won't see yourself or someone you know that's going through one of these moments in their life. You will connect with something in this movie, guaranteed. And you will walk out of there feeling enriched and empowered.
Well, it's got to be a different experience for you, too, Ted. Most of your roles have been either television or movies, but a lot of them in sort of a lighter, more, you know, I don't want to say comedic necessarily, but a lighter mm-hmm. role.
Yeah.
What was that like adapting? Was there a big adaptation for you to get into the role of a pastor and get into the kind of headiness of that?
No, not really. I knew the character super well. We went to all kinds of different churches as a kid, and so I had a large cachet to collect from. But also, I just. I've played lots of different dramatic parts along the way, so that wasn't that's never an issue. You know, I mean, I've pretty much made my living on TV shows and comedy, which I love because going to work every day in comedy is just fun. All you do is play. When you go to work in drama, some days you walk out with a headache because it gets so deep. So they're different, but. I love the opportunity to do everything. And, you know, here I am. I started when I was 19 or 20 years old. I'm 56. I've been working nonstop since I started. So I'm like the luckiest guy in America. I go to work, and then I get to do a movie like this where I have a great adventure, and then I just have a movie that I'm super proud of. And along the way, on my days off, I played golf in Michigan, which I've taken up now, and I'm addicted to. It was just like a perfect life.
Well, it's going to be great to see you on the big screen again, Ted, and we'll encourage everybody to take a look at Do You Believe? It opens March 20th in theaters nationwide. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with me in the audience today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. Honestly, I just thanks for having me.
Happy to do it. Take care, Ted.